And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is be still. We see that the idea of being still is contrary to most everything that is perpetuated on the earth plane. Productivity, doing more, going faster, pushing harder, all of these things are considered to be the successful way of life. Go, go, go. And as you are going, your mind is filling up with all of the things that you need to do next and all of the worries about how difficult it will be to get everything done. It is like being a hamster on the wheel. The faster you go does not matter. It merely takes you round and round and round, faster and faster. We ask you to see this and to take a moment to contemplate this idea. Culturally, productivity, doing things more streamlined, added aspects that will make things go faster, be, quote, more improved, more efficient. This is not what life is about, dear ones. Your life on earth is to be grace-filled, love-filled, joy-filled, tenderness, gentleness, kindness, compassion. These things are the ingredients of a life well lived, a human life well lived. Be still allows you to come back home to your central core, your home. This is where God and your spirit reside. It is not physically within you, but when you consider the idea of your heart space, the center of your being, this is a good image to hold. Being still means to retreat from the chaos and the volume and the upheaval, the noise, the entrapments of the exterior environment of your lives. Coming home and being still. This is where you will find all of the answers that you need, guidance on right action, truth, the highest truth, peace, all that you need is here in the center of your being. And to arrive there, you must be still and experience coming home. Be still is also highly contrary to the human mind, the ego mind, because the last thing it wants is for you to be still and to find the real truth the real comfort, the lasting peace, because it does not have those things to give you. And so it continues to poke you and push you around and to cause you to be concerned and worried and anxious so that it can continue to fill your headspace with ideas of how to solve this discomfort. It does not have the answers you seek. As much as you may have relied on it in your life, and as much as you may believe that it has done well for you, and it has saved you often, and it has given you the highest truth, this is actually not the case. God, that which created this realm, that infinite creative source, is the energy and the guiding force of your life at every level of being. Only when you are able to come home and be still can you experience this. Allow this being still more and more in your life. This week is a good time to explore this idea because it is the week leading up to the Easter Sunday celebration by Christians. The idea of the 3 days that Jesus was in the tomb, ultimate silence, ultimate being still. The world actually was still during that time. And that is when the great revelation and the greatest light, the light of God, could then shine forth into the earth realm. And that is the lesson of Easter Sunday. Be still can be a great blessing to you in your life. Even as your life has demands that may tug on you and say, we don't have time to be still. Take the time, even if it is in a moment, gazing out at your garden, up to the sky, into the eyes of your child. Whatever it is that in that moment you are whole, complete, and being still, you will experience divine love, God, your spirit, all goodness, all gifting, all blessings. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.